8. You will hear a girl telling a friend about her trip to Canada. How did she feel before she started the trip?
So you had a great time in Canada?
I did. It was a real adventure. I went out on my own on the plane. My parents were really anxious about that, but actually I enjoyed it. The thing that I wasn't looking forward to was having to talk in French some of the time. I mean, I'm hopeless at it. But when it came to it, everyone speaks both languages, so it was fine.
Yeah, I've heard that. But wasn't it cold?
Not in the spring. The part I went to has a very mild climate anyway. It was fine.
Nine. You will hear two friends talking about performing in a school concert. What do they agree was the hardest part?
Thank goodness that's over. I was so nervous.
Me too. But I'd learnt the pieces better than I thought. I had so much homework this week, I didn't get the chance to study them properly.
Nor me. I've been so busy. At least we didn't forget what the director said about smiling.
Yeah, when she showed us that video of rehearsals with us all looking so miserable, it really made me think.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone watching notices, though.
Well, I could see guys from our class out there.
Really? I didn't dare look. They'd make me laugh.
10. You will hear two friends talking about homework. What does the girl advise the boy to do?
How's your geography homework going?
I can't really get my head around it. I've been online, but everything you read seems to say something different.
I know what you mean. Those websites aren't always so helpful. Why don't you try asking your teacher to recommend one? It could be that you're just not looking in the right place.
That's a good idea. I might ask Paul, who sits next to me, how he's getting on.
Is he good at geography?
Same as me, really.
Maybe he's finding it just as hard then.
Probably. But I'll ask him anyway.
11. You will hear two friends talking about a collection of short stories. What is the boy doing?
I thought those short stories we were told to read were really weird.
Me too. But I didn't think that was a bad thing. What I thought was great was not knowing whether I was reading science fiction or a crime story or what. And that last one was so different from the others, you'd never think it was by the same author.
Perhaps it wasn't.
Oh, I think it was, according to the back cover. But it didn't actually tell you anything about the person, just the name.
Well, that's not necessarily a real one.
True enough.
12. You will hear two friends talking about a dance club. What does the girl think about it?
You go to that dance class in the city centre, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's okay. Some people think that the place is a bit dirty, but I don't think that matters really. That's not what you go for. My only criticism concerns the songs they play when you're doing the dance routines. I mean, it's all stuff you've heard a million times before. The guy who runs the classes should find some new mixes. He's very cool. You'd like him. He doesn't scream at you if you get things wrong like some of them.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a statue. What does the girl like about it?
I think that modern art statue they've put in the square is fantastic.
Really? You mean the gold one that looks like a bear?
Well, it's not actually gold. It's made from metal that's been painted gold. But it's interesting that you think it's a bear. When I look at it, it takes me back to my childhood and the monsters we used to make out of clay in primary school. It's a nice memory.
Gosh. Well, according to the local paper, it's meant to be a person. Sir Henry Gibbons, an explorer.
Really? Poor old Henry, if he looked like that.